What is good, everybody? You already know! Back at it again with another episode of the Be Strong, Stay Strong podcast. Once again, as always, I am your host, Mr. Awesome, aka A1 for short, because I got the sauce. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode 39 of the Be Strong, Stay Strong podcast. I'm happy to be here. How are you all doing? I know you're happy to hear me, as always, if you're tuning in. First things first, as always, just checking in with you all. Hope you all have been well. By the time you all listen to this, it'll be Friday. So hope your week has been great. I hope you have an enjoyable Memorial Day weekend and do something fun. I certainly will. Probably gonna go visit the city of Chicago and do some stuff like that. Get a lot of extra training in, because at the time of this recording, it is Wednesday, May 25th, and your boy is kind of on a, you know, bit of a work vacation too. I'm not working Thursday, Friday, and Monday, so I got pretty much the next almost week off, next 5 days off, so I gotta love it. Even then, last 2 days, so yesterday and today, it was a bit of a work vacation. Went out of town, met up in person. Stayed at a hotel, did a little work meeting, which is real laid back and casual, and then we all enjoyed ourselves to a local baseball game, which none of us watched. We just talked about various things and did various activities, and your boy spent $20 on a raffle that he didn't win after he told everyone that he didn't gamble. So much for that, so much my luck, but hey, it was for a good cause. It was for the children, after all. even though I was kind of in it for the money, but, you know, it would have been nice to get half of that money, but I digress. Hope you all have had better luck than me. Like I said, it was really, I mean, if I'm being real, it was a pretty long vacation. I only really worked Monday, and that was a chill, relaxed day. I should have taken that day off, and I would have had, like, almost a whole week vacation, but I digress. First thing first, actually, I will say, speaking of Monday, shout out to my friend Elias. If you're listening, shout out to you. Me and her spoke. She's a fitness lifestyle YouTuber, and I will definitely link her stuff in the description. And, you know, go watch her channel. Her name is under her name, Elias Bertrand, I believe. Don't be mad at me if I get it wrong. There we go. Yep, it is under her name. She has a YouTube channel. Like I said, she's almost at 1,000 subscribers today. Definitely give her a sub. Like I said, she posts a lot of fitness-based YouTube channels, so, you know, go ahead and support. Me and her were talking, catching up, because, you know, we're college friends and stuff, and since we graduated, a lot of us moved away, and especially during COVID, a lot of us haven't seen each other, so we're just catching up all life, talking about different things. She knows about my podcast and future YouTube endeavors, and obviously I know about her stuff, and, you know, just talk about life and stuff, and how hectic it could be. You know, adult life is no joke, and just, you know, really just finding that balance and stuff. And with a part of that conversation, you know, finding that balance during this transition period, especially with us being so busy and stuff with our own hobbies and our main jobs and trying to, you know, balance everything, she mentioned something that really stuck with me, which will be the title and theme of this podcast, which is balance and boundaries. Shout out to you, Elias, if you're listening, for the type. You know, I told her I was gonna steal it, so I had to make do on that promise. But it was real. It's hard to have one without the other. It's hard to have balance without boundaries, and it's hard, you know, and in order to really have that, and boundaries will give you that balance, you know, instilling boundaries will give you that balance that you're looking for. So let's start off with one versus the other, one into the other. Let's say you're trying to instill balance in your life. I know a lot of us, myself included, you know, ambitious folks, who they're doing many different things. They're taking on many different activities. And like for the last few episodes, last few weeks, I've been talking about pacing and taking one thing at a time. And this is like a part of it. You need to have that balance, and like Thanos says, perfectly balanced as all things should be. When things are imbalanced, life falls apart, and it's really hard to manage. You know, think of it like a tightrope. If you're not balanced in that tightrope, you're going to struggle, and you're probably going to fall and hurt yourself. None of us wants that happening. With myself, you know, it's important to balance that work from that pleasure and from that enjoyment and stuff. And it's also important to balance different aspects, whether it's broad or specific. You know, work-life balance is a real thing that a lot of us have done. You know, with this whole pandemic that gone through, the idea of, you know, working from home to give that better work-life balance for mental, you know, health and stuff is important. A lot of people have been working from home, so that way they don't feel overwhelmed and pressured and stuff. And whether, you know, myself or you, whether you prefer to work at home or work in the field, I'm definitely a type of work in the field type of person, because hey, home can be a little too comfortable for me, and that it could be too much of one thing, because too much of one thing is not a good thing. You know, if you're not working enough, and if you're just partying too hard, you know, you're not getting enough done, you're going to fall behind and you're not going to get your goals accomplished. But at the same time, if all you're, what you're doing is 24/7 attacking and grinding and stuff like that, you know, if you grind so hard, think of it, if, you know, anything you grind is going to, you know, you're shaving off its matter, its essence, and you're not going to have much left. Think of it like yourself. You're a stone. If you keep grinding yourself to dust, you know, there's not going to be much left. You know, think of yourself as a unpolished or like a boulder, and you're trying to turn yourself into a perfect sculpture. You got to grind at it. You got to grind and work hard, but don't do too much, because, you know, there won't be enough stone left to carve and to polish, and you won't have a boulder or a statue. I know I'm coming up with some crazy analogies, but that just came off the top of my head because I'm freestyling this episode as I have been for the last few weeks. I think that a lot of you all like it that way, because I'm starting to see, like I said, I don't get sucked up into the numbers, but I'm starting to see a lot of people actually reach out to me personally, congratulating me on a podcast and, you know, asking for advice and stuff like that. So I really do appreciate the support, but let me not get that, you know, like I said, I once again digress. That's like the third digression in this episode, and we're only like 7 minutes in, so let me get myself focused. But yeah, one thing about finding that balance, let's say, you know, you're a very sociable person. It's hard for you to say no. It's hard for you to stop helping, you know, anybody asks you for things, you know, which is a noble quality in itself, being a service and stuff. They ask you for a favor and it takes up time away from what you got to get done. But, you know, you don't want to disappoint them. You don't want to let them down, or you don't want to feel that way, at least, because you're not obligated by any means. But hey, you want to help them out, so you say yes. You help them move or do whatever, and it takes time out your day, and you know you have to work. Either you don't get what you want to get done, or the deadline gets pushed back, or you have to grind twice as hard within a short amount of time. In a sense, it puts you at a disadvantage. Well, hey, if you constantly find yourself in that type of situation, create that boundary. Say no. Say, hey, during Monday through Friday, I'm focusing solely on work. So if you want to talk to me, hey, or you need a favor, you know, contact me ahead of time. I'm not going to be available for last minute or day of favors. Or if you want to talk to me, take hours of my time. You know, hey, you're going to have to play the call. I'll schedule a couple hours or an hour or two for you on a Saturday and stuff. And then when I'm freer. That's kind of how me and Leis actually started talking, because I joked about it. It's like, we're so busy, you really got to plan appointments to hang out with people or talk to people, you know? We made that appointment. It's like, okay, hey, we're going to talk at this time on this day. Or, let's catch up some time. When are you free? Because I'm not expecting her, nor is she expecting me to stop what I'm doing to have a conversation. Sure, it would be nice, but she didn't, you know, neither of us is obligated to do so. And that doesn't make you... It doesn't make her a bad person for having that boundary. It doesn't make me having a bad person for having that boundary. And nor does it make you for having that boundary. It actually goes in line with the book I'm reading, No More Mr. Nice Guys. And nice guys have to learn to say no and, you know, put themselves first. You know, be selfish, you know, which is definitely... I definitely want to talk to in depth. I'm reading that chapter right now, where nice guys, they try to do nice things for people's validation, in the sense, you know, they think that if they keep doing nice things, people are going to love and respect them more. But honestly, you'd be surprised that people will actually love and respect you even more by having the power to say no, put that boundary in. And boundaries doesn't necessarily include saying no, or in a way it does, but not verbally. Let's say we'll work. Hey, your boss asks you to stay at work late to work extra. Yeah, you tell yourself, yeah, you try to justify it to yourself. You know, you don't want to. Obviously, you plan on getting home early or getting your home on time so you can work on your side hustle, your passion project. But hey, you're trying to tell yourself, man, I guess I could use the overtime. Or, yeah, you know, I guess, you know, X, Y, Z, blah, blah, blah. Hey, don't be afraid to tell your boss, hey, no, I'm sorry, I won't be able to make it today or something like that. I won't be able to do X, Y, and Z, you know. Or let's say your passion projects. You know, you get sucked into those, but it's starting to take away from your social life. Hey, put that boundary on yourself. Say, hey, I'm going to dedicate 3 hours of deep work into this project, but after this hour, I'm going to take a break, take a walk around the neighborhood, get outside, get some fresh air. I'm going to make that boundary at this time. I'm going to work out no matter what. I'm not going to break that promise to myself because I owe it to me to take care of my body. That's what I do. You know, I make a, have specific times to work out, specific times to do whatever. You know, I plan out my days and scheduling. That goes along with planning and stuff, so I don't want to get too deep into that. But yeah, and guess what? You live a much more fulfilling life because you're not at the mercy of others or at the world when you put boundaries on things. It could be boundaries within your interpersonal relationships. Hey, you know, this is what I accept. This is what I expect, and this is what I accept. And if you're not providing that, hey, we can't be as close, or hey, we can't talk as frequently. You know, if you're not willing to accept that, I won't be able to, help you on a whim's end whenever you need me or whenever you call me. Hey, maybe it's best that we don't be friends, or maybe it's best that we, distance this relationship. And then it creates a better life for yourself, because at the end of the day, like I said, you have to be your own hero. That's one of the mottos of this podcast, is to be your own hero. We're all superheroes. We're all the hero of our own journey. You have to be your own hero. You have to save yourself, and you can't expect to help anybody else if you don't help yourself. And the first step of helping yourself, the biggest part of that is creating that boundary and having that balance. And on the converse of that, when you put those boundaries in, it creates that balance that we all see. The work-life balance, like I said, is real. People work 24/7, hustlers and stuff. Hey, I tell myself, my job is like salary based and hours are important, but it's really flexible. But I tell myself, hey, I'm going to work from 8 to 4. I'm going to do this amount of work at this amount of time. And if I do more, cool, but I'm not obligated to do so. But at the same time, I'm telling myself I'm not going to do any less. And that way I don't stress myself out, because, if I'm being real, it's a multi-billion dollar corporation. If I work extra hard and work myself into the dust, it's not going to make that much of an impact, unless I'm trying to go for a specific goal like a promotion or something like that. And, you have to weigh out your options with that. But point is, I'm not going to break my back for this job. I love it and I'm passionate about it, but I'm not going to break my back for you. I want that work-life balance that everyone needs and seeks and stuff. I'm living such a much more fulfilling life these last few weeks by doing that stuff like that. I'm telling myself, hey, I'm gonna wake up at this time, I'm gonna get this amount of work in done, and I've seen my productivity increase. I've seen my overall well-being increase. I've been keeping up with my habits. I've been, my brain has been feeling stronger and healthier. I'm feeling more I'm feeling more alive or lively. Not to say I was dreary and depressed, but I was, for like a good, like I said, probably during April and stuff, I was kind of just coasting, going through the motions. But now I'm actually like enjoying it. Props to the sun and stuff, but that's also important and stuff. With the podcast and the YouTube channel, hey, create that boundary. I know that the YouTube, since it's going to be so new and so time consuming, I won't be able to be as free to do, other things. But hey, I'm not going to let YouTube consume me. I'm going to put that boundary on YouTube, and I'm not going to make a promise I can't keep, or make a promise that I know is going to stress me out. Like, hey, try to promise a daily episode. No, that's not going to happen, because I won't be able to manage that. That won't be sustainable. Hey, maybe I can't even promise weekly episodes starting out. I'm going to be real with you all. I'm definitely going to try my hardest to try to get content out, weekly basis. But starting out, I'm really just kind of trying to go through the motions and just get used to, recording and editing and stuff. I'm definitely going to go in with a, quality over quantity type of approach. I'm not going to make everything picture perfect and stuff, but I'm not going to throw something out there just to throw it out there, because it matters to me, and I definitely want to put my best work forward with this YouTube channel. But hey, and that's important. I honestly wish I can go into more detail. I kind of forget the conversation I had with her. Because, you know, obviously I wasn't writing stuff down, but I wrote down that topic. But yeah, it was definitely enjoyable. But hey, you know, I really love it. I love the, you know, talking to my friends and stuff. I've been talking to my friends a lot more too, just connecting and just building off of things and helping people out, helping them out. They are helping me out and stuff, and you know, we all helping each other, and we all in a sense create that balance for ourselves, because not one person is holding the entire load. We're all doing our own thing, but hey, you know, we don't feel pressured or overwhelmed with something, because you know, we have someone that we can rely on to, you know, find that solution, to help us find that solution of a situation that we're dealing with. But yeah, with that being said, I'm gonna keep this episode short and sweet. I'm not gonna drag it out any longer than it needs to be, but I am excited for the next topic. I've actually had a discussion with a coworker, but I'm not gonna spoil it, so you gotta wait until Tuesday for that. But with that being said, thank you if you made it this far. Thank you very, very much. I keep forgetting to shout out my stuff in the beginning, because a lot of you all don't even make it to the end, if I'm being honest. But if you made it this far to the podcast, thank you very much. Share it with your friends, and, you know, like, to rate the podcast 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Share it with your friends and family. Follow me on social media, Twitter, Mr. Awesome 824, Instagram, Mr. _AwesomeTV. And as always, have an awesome day.